In July, we said the Packers' 2026 spread lived entirely in September, an offense whose certainty was the division's highest floor, carrying a defensive experiment. New coordinator, new scheme, no Micah Parsons for at least the first month. The named insurance for the pass rush was Javon Hargrave's interior push. Camp's first fact removed the insurance, and this afternoon's fact restored most of it. When Green Bay finalized its PUP list on July 28th, Rob Domofsky at ESPN had the official designations. Parsons was on it as universally expected. 7 months out from ACL and meniscus surgery with a recovery window, the beat consistently reports at 9 months minimum. Parsons' opening on PUP is a fan knows item. The Delta was who opened next to him, Hargrave, with a knee, alongside tackle Brant Banks, tight end Luke Musgrave, defensive lineman Jordan Riley and Nazir Stackhouse, and long snapper Matt Orzech. For a week and a half, the September pass rush we'd described as a rookie fourth rounder, Hargrave's interior push, and scheme was missing its middle term. Then Sunday, Hargrave was activated and returned to the field for individual drills, per the team's website, with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette relaying the player's own framing. The knee was a flare-up from off-season conditioning. He's not worried going forward. And, the quote of the day, "If we were playing tomorrow, I'd be playing tomorrow." Matt Schneidman at The Athletic had reported at the PUP designation that the issue wasn't considered long-term. 2 weeks later, that read held up. Running back Chris Brooks came off the non-football injury list in the same batch, and Zach Tom and Devontae Wyatt took their first 11-on-11 reps of the summer, per Packers on SI's practice rundown. In an episode format built on checking our own claims, here's the cleanest version. The thing we'd have told you to watch for got resolved while we were writing. The scheme story runs alongside it, and it keeps scoring for the defense. Jonathan Gannon's install has been the daily headline. Wood and Christopher Kuagan's Press Gazette live coverage on August 3rd caught the new fingerprint in the wild. Perimeter blitzes, rookie corner Brandon Sissy coming clean enough for a would-be sack on Jordan Love, Benjamin St. Juste and Jalen Simpson converging in coverage. Creativity in the playbook for the defensive backs. Edge Baron Sorrell housed a pick six Tuesday, per the team's website. Matt LaFleur's loudest complaint of camp, from his August 3rd comments, was defenders arriving too hot. How many guys we've had in the quarterback's lap? That's the one thing that I've been probably most disappointed with. And he publicly called out Friday's family night practice for sloppiness. When the head coach's frustrations are a new defense reaching his quarterback and an offense stumbling in the stadium dress rehearsal, you know which unit is winning August. The offense's file is genuinely mixed. Domofsky's running ESPN camp headline put it plainly. Love to golden deep touchdowns are masking offensive woes. Love's own account of camp, via the team's website Thursday, is a daily seminar with the new coordinator. I'll ask what he's trying to do, or make the offense think, it's good on good. And then Sunday's injury report complicated the bright spots specifically. Matthew Golden surfaced with a toe injury, and Jaden Reed with an ankle, per Packers on SI, the two names most often attached to Love's best throws of camp, alongside Edgerrin Cooper's foot. Josh Jacobs remains out with the groin issue the team called short-term Thursday, with Marshawn Lloyd taking the bulk of first-team backfield reps in his absence. None of these carries a serious public diagnosis yet. All of them are new since Friday, and the receiver room's injury history is exactly why the preview treated its health as a variable rather than a given. The clean good news of the window is at tight end. Tucker Kraft came off PUP on July 31st. LaFleur announced it himself, easing him in through individual work and walkthroughs. And by Sunday, he was listed among the players returning to practice. Kraft has told reporters he doesn't expect a pitch count by week one. In July, we called him the conviction buy of the room if the knee cooperated. The knee is cooperating ahead of the pessimistic timeline. Does the July framing hold? Complicated, with the arrow moving midweek. The September risk we priced briefly got bigger, the experiment running without its two most proven rushers, and then partially resolved today, with Hargrave back and talking like a man who was never worried. What's left complicated is the ledger's other side. The division's most reliable offense has spent 2 weeks getting outplayed by a first-install defense and its two hottest receivers just hit the injury report on the same afternoon. What would change it? Whether Golden and Reed practice this week, Green Bay flies to Pittsburgh for Thursday's preseason opener, and whether Hargrave graduates from individual work to team drills before cutdown. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.